how fast they were last year, you know, with everything that they did all year, getting to victory lane, leading laps and winning stages and doing all those things. So, you know, they know what they're doing, and they're gonna be fast, and it's good for us and good for Ford and good for the whole sport. So it's fun.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks so much, and congrats out there. Okay, we are here with the poll winner for Sunday's 21st annual Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube. Driver of the number 12 Menards Pennzoil Ford, and that's Ryan Blaney. Ryan, this is your third career poll. Started third last year, so two good qualifying efforts out of you at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. What makes you so good here in qualifying, and how does this help you for Sunday's race?
I think just fast cars. We've always, I thought, done pretty well here. With hitting setups pretty right, and I like this place. So just combination of everybody working hard and Ford, and I think, you know, three Fords in the top three there. That's pretty cool, and it just shows the speed we've had all weekend, not just our car but everybody. So hopefully we can keep that up, see what our race car is like tomorrow, and try to have a good run on Sunday. It would be really nice to get a win here early in the season, and you know, get everything started off on the right foot here on this little first stint before the break.
Thank you, Ryan. Questions for Ryan? So, Dominic over here.
Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts and ESPN Albuquerque. Before qualifying, how confident were you and your team that you guys could sit on the pole today?
We didn't really know. You know, I thought our car was pretty good, but I didn't know if it had pole speed. Honestly, our last run of practice wasn't great, and I was like, I don't know if we got the speed to sit on the pole and do that and beat some of those guys. And we made really good changes between practice and qualifying, and really, really good changes throughout qualifying. You know, I thought it was okay the first run, and the second run I thought I was pretty good, and then the last run we got even better. So that's really all you can ask for. I think our team does such a good job of getting better round to round. That's so huge now, obviously, with the three rounds. So they do a great job at it. That's something we've been working really hard on the last couple of years, and it's nice that it's paying off. It started to pay off last year, and it's really cool to be able to carry that over for this year. But it did. I don't want to say it surprised me, but we made really good changes from practice to qualify.
Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. We asked you all preseason how much it was going to be different being in-house at Team Penske. Now that you've been kind of in-house for a few races, is it any different?
Not really. You know, I don't see Eddie and Len Wood every week, all day throughout the weekend. But, you know, it's really not different. The core group of our race team is pretty much the same with engineers and my crew chief. And we really only have two new members of the team on you know, the guys that are on the road. And we only have two new over-the-wall guys. So it's really the same group, which is nice. Everyone works together. Everybody trusts each other. So the transition has really been seamless. So that part has been really nice. You don't have to restart. You can kind of take what you learned and just carry it over to a new team, a new number, and it seems to be working so far.
Good. Jim here in the front.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. As kind of a follow-up question to that, do you get a little sense of pride to see that the Wood brothers are continuing to run well with Paul, kind of picking up where you left off the last couple seasons?
Yeah, that's really nice. I knew they were going to do a great job before the season started, and I'm happy that they're proving that so far. You know, I thought they've been had some good runs, and they looked really fast today. And I'll be honest with you, it was really, really weird. That's the first time they've run the old school motorcraft scheme. They didn't run Daytona, didn't run it Atlanta. It was super strange watching that car go by me in the garage today. I was like, wow. And then Paul comes walking down pit road for qualifying, and he's in the same suit I wore last year. I'm like, not the same one, but the same style. I was like, man, that is super, super weird. But there's like Twilight Zone. He's going down pit road. I'm sitting in the car. He made a second run in the second round, and his helmet's white like mine was last year. I'm like, that is the exact same way I think I looked, but it was super weird. But no, I'm happy for them. You know, I wish them the best this year, and Paul's a good fit for those guys. He appreciates racing and appreciates the history, and it's really cool to see them running well. I think they're going to do a good job this year.
Any other questions for Ryan? Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickTheTires.net, PRN. What are you going to do with that trophy, man? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know. It's heavy. I don't know if I get it. Team might get it. But I'm not really sure. I might give it to my dad. I don't know. He's got a lot of trophies of mine in his shop that I give him. But he actually has all my first win trophies. But this is my first pole, so I don't know if I'll give it to him. I might keep this one. I haven't kept any pole trophies of the three I've won. And I don't have any race win trophies in my house. So I might keep this one. It's pretty neat.
Any final questions for Ryan? Nope, one more.
Ryan, Ron Kantowski, Las Vegas Review-Journal. The wind, can you talk about it a little bit? Help you, hurt you?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's been gusting pretty hard all day, and it's hard to pin it down. You know, if it was just a constant, I also want to say breeze because it's a lot faster than a breeze, but if it was just constantly, you know, that windy into three, you could kind of prepare for it, but it just, you know, you can get a 20, 25 mile an hour gust one lap and then five the next, and it just messes you all up. And I got a pretty big tailwind into three my first run of qualifying, and then the next two I didn't really feel it. So I think some of that is just kind of luck when you go out. But I think it might have died down a little bit. But it's hard when it's unpredictable like that, when it's constantly blowing you off in there. You can kind of get a handle on it. But that's going to be tough come Sunday. I think tomorrow's actually supposed to be worse as far as the winds, but Sunday will be a challenge.
Any final questions? Ryan, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
And good luck on Sunday.